The morning after you take your life will be like any other day. Your leftovers will sit in the fridge, your car keys in the drawer, and your phone on the charger. Except it will have 17 unread messages from your mother, telling you that she was just giving you space, that she didn't want to push, but she's here, she's always here, because you will always be her baby. The morning after you take your life, your brother will punch a hole in his wall, but he will never cry, because no one ever taught him how. Grief doesn't leak out of his eyes, it builds up in his fists. Your best friend will sit in your driveway for 2 hours because she doesn't know how to walk into a world that doesn't include you. And the world will keep spinning, but not for them. For them, time will fold in on itself. For them, clocks will stop. Your room will stay the same. Your laundry will stay unfolded. Your bed will stay unmade. Like they're all just waiting for you to come home. And the food in the fridge will rot. They'll throw out the milk, then the eggs, then the leftovers, but not for weeks. Not until they realize you're not just late. You're never coming back. Your car will stay in the driveway, no one will sell it. Your shoes will stay by the door, no one will move them. Your toothbrush, your jacket, your scent, all of it will live in your home longer than you ever thought you would. And you'll think you had no one, but you had everyone. You just couldn't see it through the darkness pressed against your eyelids. You just couldn't feel it through the ache that weighed on your soul. The day after you take your life, your teacher will hand back the paper you were sure you failed. The one you almost didn't turn in. Turns out you got an A. And she wrote in the corner with messy handwriting, "You have a voice I've never seen in someone so young. Don't ever stop writing." But you won't be there to read it. You won't know that your college acceptance letter was coming in the mail. You won't know that someone new was about to sit next to you on the bus and that person would have become your best friend. You won't know that next month your favorite band is dropping an album that would have made you feel seen in a way nothing else ever has. You won't know that healing was already on its way, that the things breaking you were about to loosen their grip, that tomorrow might have been the day everything changed, but you weren't there to see it, because you might leave the world behind, but for everyone else, the world left with you.
Then I must return home. Dig up a past I swore would stay buried.
Who you were before doesn't matter. This boy is not your past. He is your son. And he needs his father.
I think I'm weak because I'm not like you. I know I was never what you wanted. But after all this, I thought...
Mother, in case you can't resurrect me, there's something you need to know. The longer you wait to tell him his true nature, the more damage you do. He will resent you, and you may lose him forever.
There's much about me I would not have him know.
So you value your privacy more than your son?
You do not know everything, boy.
No. But at least I know the truth now.
The truth. I did this to him. The truth. Will you help me? I'm a god, boy. From another land far from here. When I came to these shores, I chose to live as a man. But the truth is, I was born a god, and so were you.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting.
What symbol?
Something elemental, something terrifying.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" And
I said, here am I. Send me.
Stop. Just let them go. You think they care about you?
You don't matter to anyone.
Sorry, yeah, I guess I didn't really think this far ahead.
Genius plan, Bobby!
Always making things worse. Well, you guys should just go without me. It'll be easier.
Oh no, he'll die down here.
I think everyone's better off if I just stay by.
I have these good days, you know, where I feel invincible. And there are a lot of bad days. And I remember that nothing matters. You thought you were gonna be some great man? Some savior? You can't even save yourself.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I push myself to the edge of my limits and beyond. But you've been born with a natural talent far beyond my own. No amount of training could have closed the gap between us. I realize that now. It was made painfully obvious to me today as I watched your fight with Bobbity's monster. Imagine my shock to see the undeniable proof. To discover that no matter how hard I tried, I would never be able to catch you. A warrior prince forever living in the shadow of a low-level clown.
Vegeta, I don't understand. You've never allowed anyone to help you before in your life. Why start now? Why Bobbity?
Because I wanted him to reawaken the evil in my heart. I wanted him to return me to the way I was before!